Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet Rabbi Levitas Ishiyavne Omer. Me'od me'od haveshval ruach. You should be very, very humble. Shetikvos enosh rima, for the anticipation of man is the worm. Ultimately, lachar me'ev v'esrim. Human beings are headed to the yumosa olam, and all we have is a limited amount of time in this world, and thus the Tana teaches us, me'od me'od haveshval ruach. Be very, very humble. Mefarshei Mishnah question why the Mishnah uses the word me'od twice. We know how careful the Mishnayos are to record every single word, and no word is said extra. And thus, in this Mishnah, the Mefarshim ask, why is it said twice, Me'od, Me'od? The Mishnah should simply say, Me'od Havishval Ruach. What's the pshat in the Mishnah? Me'od, Me'od Havishval Ruach. The Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos here, as well as the Rambam in the second chapter of Hilchos Deos, writes as follows. We all are familiar, the Rambam had the golden mean. The Rambam understood that when it comes to characteristic traits and midos, we should be in the middle, not too extreme. And really, there are certain midah, and one exception to this rule, says the Rambam, who gova lev, it's haughtiness. Shein derech hatov v'shiyadam anav bilvad. It's not enough just to be humble. Ela shiyashval ruach, but you should be extraordinarily humble. V'tiyah ruach nemucha me'od, and you should be very, very humble. L'fichach nemar b'moshe Rabbeinu, thus regarding Moshe, the pasuk says, shaya anav me'od, v'lo nemar anav bilvad. We all know the Torah records regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, haya anav me'od, me'al kol ha'adam apnei adam. Moshe was exceedingly humble. It doesn't just say that he was humble, thus Moshe fit the bill for extraordinary humbleness. And that's what we should shoot for. And the Rambam concludes, and he says, L'fichach tzivu chachamim, therefore our rabbis have commanded us, me'od, me'od have. We should be very, very careful to be exceedingly humble. And that, says the Rambam, is the pshat in this Mishnah. Out of the ordinary, the Mishnah is going to tell us to be extreme. When it comes to haughtiness, we should go to the other end of the world. When it comes to being an anav, being humble, we should be exceedingly humble, like Moshe Rabbeinu, shaya anav ma'od me'al pnei ha'adama, he was so humble. That's our goal, and that's what we try to do. It's also noted that in this Mishnah, the word Ma'od, Ma'od actually stands for three individuals. The Mem of Ma'od stands for Moshe. The Aleph stands for Avram. And the Dalet stands for David HaMelech. These were the three most humble people that we know, as the Psukim throughout Tanakh referred to them in this fashion. Regarding Moshe, regarding Avram, the Pasuk says in Sefer Bereishis, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, I am dust and ashes. Moshe Rabbeinu himself says about himself and Baram, Ma'anu, who are we? What are we worth? And David HaMelech in Tehillim says, Ani rima v'tolas, I'm simply a worm. I'm a creature. I don't even have any element of self to me. And thus the Maharal concludes, and he says that the words Adam also stand for Avraham, David, and Moshe, because Adam, a man, is not a person who stands up high, who lifts his head, who's looking to be haughty and greater than thou. But the definition of Adam, man, is comprised of these three greats, Avraham, Adam, David, and Moshe, because they embody the sense of being extremely humble. And thus the words Ma'od and the words Adam are a composite of these three great men who lived and breathed being humble. And Avram was the founder of monotheism. David HaMelech was Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. He's the one we refer to as Rabbeinu. These people could have been exceedingly haughty. Moshe Rabbeinu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, brought them across the Yam Suf to the foot of Matan Torah throughout the sojourn in the Midbar. He was their leader. He is Klal Yisrael's eye. He's Klal Yisrael's everything. David HaMelech, a king, can be so haughty. And of course, the Torah speaks that when it tells us that a king, a Melech Yisrael, can't have govalev, can't have haughtiness. And Avram Avinu brought so many people back to Judaism and taught the world throughout Mesopotamia that there's a God, and he found God. But nonetheless, they were so, so humble. And we all know when we meet people, we understand and we recognize that the greatest people and the people who we want to be close to and the people who we want to be around are not the people who are haughty. It's almost revolting to be around such people. But our goal, and we enjoy being around people who are calm, who are humble. The greatest Talmidei Chachamim, the greatest scholars, are known not just for their wisdom, but the way they give over their wisdom, the way they speak about themselves, the way they speak about other things, because we recognize that what's so great about man is that you're able to do, to accomplish, but at the same time to be humble about it. There's a wonderful story. The great Rav Rabbi Yonasan Eipschitz, the well-known author, Mechaber Svarim, was well known that he throughout Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Yamin Maraim, it was his custom to pray with the common folk. He felt that their tefillos were passionate and were real, and the tears that emanated from their eyes were so sincere. But one year he was traveling in bad weather, didn't allow him to be in the city of Prague for Yom Kippur, and he was forced to lodge in a nearby village that had a minyan. And he entered the shul and he saw a man engaged in deep and heartfelt prayer, and he understood that this is the man who I want to sit next to and daven next to throughout Yom Kippur. Bjornson Eipschitz wanted to make sure that this man who he was going to sit next to understood the words of the Machzor. And he asked him, what's the meaning of the words in the Machzor when we say, Enochi Afar, v'kal v'chomer b'misasi, and certainly now I am like dust, and how much more so will I be when I die? And the man explained those words perfectly from the Machzor. And the next morning, Bjornson Eipschitz took his place next to this man. And he felt that his prayer soared to heaven. However, Rabbi Yonasan's exalted mood changed abruptly when during the Kriya Satorah, the man began to shower curses at the Gabbai, asking, why didn't he receive Aliyah to the Torah in Yom Kippur? And Rabbi Yonasan Eipschitz turned to the man after, he says, I don't understand. A short while ago, you were proclaiming, Aniyocha Afar, I am dust. How can dust complain that it's not given the proper respect that you didn't get Aliyah? It doesn't make sense. Listen to the man's reply. The man said, when I said that I was no more than dust, I was speaking to God. Compared to God, I'm no more than dust. But now I'm speaking to someone else who is no better than me. Therefore, I had the opportunity and the wherewithal to shower this man with assaults for not giving me the aliyah that I deserved. On the basis of this experience, Rabbi Yonasan and Eipschitz explained that that's the pshat why the Gemara understands that the anivas of Moshe and Aaron were even superior than Avram. Because when Avram said, Anochi Afar Ve'efer, he was speaking amongst himself. There was nobody. It was simply Avram Avinu. How many people were there in the world? He was speaking to Hashem. But when Avram and Aaron, and when Moshe and Aaron were speaking, there were other people around them, and there were other people in their midst. And thus, Moshe and Aaron's level of anivus didn't come close to the anivus of Avraham. It was even greater than the anivus of Avraham as a result that there were people around them. It's so clear and it's so apparent that this is one of the things that our ego separates us from God. Our ego separates us from getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it's well known, the Kutzker Rebbe once said that it's the I, a person's ego, that stands between himself and God. And it's our job, our responsibility, to continue to work on this midah and to be extreme about it, not allow ourselves to just be in the middle, but to turn ourself and make sure that we are exceedingly humble, that we work on the midah, stay far away from gaiva, stay far away from people who are gaivadik, and to understand and to appreciate the lesson of this Mishnah, ma'od, ma'od, haveshval ruach. We should be exceedingly, exceedingly humble. May we be zocha to continue to fulfill and to accomplish and work through this midah, b'tuv tam v'das. Kol tuv, have a wonderful day.